Top of mind SpaceX, SPCX, closed its first day up, modern 19%, to $160.95, a 2.1T market cap, the largest IPO ever. Retail bought 180 million on day one, a record. The successful debut steadied broader markets after a volatile week and revived appetite for riskier tech bets. However, the index arbitrage trade is now crowded. The pop likely already prices in index fund buying, and the green shoe option can cap further gains. The bigger macro story is the Iran deal. Trump says signing Sunday, but Iran pushes back on timing. If the Strait of Hormuz reopens, oil, CL1, could fall further, down to 6% this week, which would be a tailwind for equities and bonds, but a headwind for energy equities and the ruble. We are short-dated long SPY via call spreads going into Sunday night. If the deal fails, hedged with puts on energy, XLE. Catalyst Radar, MON. China retail industrial production data. G7 summit begins in Evian. Trump expected to attend. TU, US housing starts. Fed begins two-day meeting. WED, Fed decision, widely expected hold, but watch Warsh's debut presser. THU, BOE decision, expected hold, US retail sales. FRY, triple witching, OPEX, MSCI Korea classification review, June 23rd. Markets S&P 500, plus 1.5%, and NASDAQ, plus 2.1%, rallied Friday, led by semis, NVDA, AMD, and banks, JPM, GS. SpaceX IPO absorbed well, 522 shares traded on float of 556 million. Heavy retail participation. Treasury yields fell for the week, 10-year IRR 5.2 BP to 4.485%, 2-year IRR 7.7 BP to 4.083% on Hormuz reopening hopes. Bund yields range-bound, 2.93.10%. Oil, WTI fell cobbler 6% on deal optimism, but backwardation in the curve suggests traders still expect tight supply, even if Strait reopens, given 500 metric barrels of inventory drawdown and slow rebuilding. Asian currencies remain under pressure. KRW 5% YTD despite AI export boom. Koreans are selling domestic stocks to buy US tech, and foreign investors are booking gains. CLO ETFs see record inflows, 9B YTD, as investors chase high yields and avoid private credit. BlackRock HPS fund had 13% redemption requests, will only repurchase 5%. Singapore Exchange DAV surged 79% YOY in May, haven inflows from Middle East conflict. Economy New York Fed shows 90-plus day credit card delinquencies, 13%, near 08 highs, but total debt service ratio is low, 5.4% of disposable income, and charge-offs, 3.8%, are below long-term average, not a systemic signal. Fed hold this week is a lock. The risk is that persistent oil-driven inflation forces a hawkish tilt. The ECB hiked 25 BP, first since 2023, on energy price pressures. Swiss voters appear set to reject the 10 million population cap, 55% no, avoiding a rupture with EU on free movement. Business relief, Nestle, Roche, UBS. Business finance BlackRock HPS Corporate Lending Fund saw 13% redemption requests, up from 9.3%. Fund will only meet 5%, leaving investors stuck. Contrast with CLO ETFs. NextEra Energy, NE, down 9% since Dominion deal announcement. But the merger rationale is solid. Exposure to Virginia data center growth, higher regulated mix. Termination fee, 4.8B, is less than market cap lost. Good risk, reward for long term. Citigroup launches tokenized depository receipts for private company shares on blockchain, ESIX. Wealthy clients can now hold private equity alongside public stock. Early focus on foreign investors. Wise transfers primary listing to NASDAQ. Berenberg sees more market share gains. Corning, GLW, continues to win massive fiber deals. NVDA, Meta, AMZN, with risk-sharing provisions. CEO insists customers put up upfront capex. Stock doubled YTD. ADYN, acquires Orb for 335 to compete with Stripe in metered billing. Stock up 4.7%, but still down 40% YTD. World geopolitics US-Iran deal timeline uncertain. Trump says signed Sunday, Iran says not tomorrow, Pakistan mediating. A senior admin official puts odds at 80-85%. Key condition, removal of enriched uranium. UK and France would lead mine clearing in Hormuz. UAE denies reports it released frozen Iranian funds, says false, critical for oil markets if true. UK forces board sanctioned Russian Shadow Fleet tanker in English Channel, first such operation. Shows increased enforcement against Russian oil trade. Mongolia reaffirms one China policy with Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Bilateral trade expected $20 billion this year, important for rare earths, RIE supply stability. G7 summit in Evian likely to be tense. AI regulation versus US laissez-faire, NATO burden sharing, Ukraine aid. Macron invited Sam Altman, technology AI Anthropic disables, Fable 5 and Mythos 5 models worldwide per US government export controls, cites national security authorities. Rare move, highlights AI as a geopolitical asset. Litigation ongoing, Meta, down 18%, YOY despite 33% revenue growth. Subscription push, forward a month for features, seen as inadequate versus AI capex, 50% of revenue. Analysts skeptical of $15.20 billion subscription revenue forecasts. Meta still 98% ad dependent. Musk's history with Google's Larry Page. SpaceX now has 30 Baidu AI infrastructure lease with Google, roughly 920 million a month for 32 months. Despite personal rift, business ties deepen. Corning's CEO says data center fiber sales will soon eclipse telco. Every GPU needs to talk to every other GPU. Optical is the bottleneck. Rivian CEO starts Mind Robotics, humanoid robots, separate from Rivian, raised $1 billion. First product in 1 year, Rivian is minority owner and launch customer. Contrast with Musk's Tesla integration, standouts Ken Leach, ex-Western asset, pleads guilty to obstructing SEC probe. Original fraud charges dropped. Avoids 20-year max, but faces 5 years. Polymarket clarifications wipe out 35K in students' winning bet on strategy, MSTR, Bitcoin sale. Highlights settlement risk in prediction markets. CLO ETFs attracting record inflows as private credit redemptions spike. BlackRock, Blackstone, Cliffwater. Higher quality, liquid structure preferred. SpaceX employees with $1 billion in combined assets negotiate 0.5% wealth management fee with Corio, below industry standard. Engineers want group whiteboarding for financial planning. Obesity drug race, Lilly's retatrutide shows best weight loss yet at ADA, while Zealand Pharma's amylin analog shows fewer side effects. Pfizer.Amgen targeting monthly or quarterly dosing.